What is the significance of the last line of Ashrei? V'anachnu nevarech ka me'ata v'ad olam haluka. We have the entire Ashrei in alphabetical order, starting from Aromim Chalakai Melech until Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, and then we have this last line, V'anachnu nevarech ka me'ata v'ad olam haluka. It seems that there were certain times throughout Jewish history that the people did not say the entire song that Moshe sang or that the leader sang. So this begins in Maseches Sota, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where Rabbi Akiva expounds that when Klal Yisrael ascended from the Yamsuf, they wanted to sing Shira. How can they sing Shira? So according to one opinion, the Gemara, Moshe said, Ashira Lashem, and they said, Ashira Lashem. Moshe said, Ki Ga'o Ga'a, and they said, Ashira Lashem. Whatever Moshe said Ashira Lashem. Because they didn't know all the words. They couldn't maybe hear. But Belezer Beno, another opinion, Belezer Beno Shabiosi Glili says, no, different. That Moshe would say Ashira Lashem, and they would say Ashira Lashem. Moshe would say Ki Ga'o Ga'a, and they would repeat it, Ki Ga'o Ga'a. Okay, and there's another opinion of how they would recite it, and the Gemara also points out in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, that this is what happened when they would recite Hallel, that we recite certain times during the year. The leader would say Haluka, and they would say Haluka. He would say Halu Avdei Hashem, and they would say Haluka. So whatever the leader would say, they would respond Haluka. During when the leader would say during Hallel, Hodu Lashem, let's say Ki Tov, they would respond Hodu Lashem. So they either respond Haluka or Hodu Lashem. So it's clear, so it could be. Now the Gemara in today's Daf writes, Yehi, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi Chelke Migomri Hallel B'chol Yom. I should be among those who finish Hallel every day. And then the Gemara says, I thought you're not supposed to say Hallel every day. You're only supposed to say Hallel during those specific times that Chazal told us to say Hallel. And then he says, no, what I mean is, I should be among those who finish, who are, say, the ending, the last paragraphs of Hallel during Pesukei Dezimra. Rashi says it refers to the third and fifth Haluka. And the Rambam says it refers to Ashrei and the five Halukas. We can understand why, according to the Rambam, we recite these six Psalms as the central aspects of Ashrei, because they all end with Haluka. They all technically allow everyone, whether they know the prayers, the Psalms by heart or not, what would they answer? Haluka. That's what we say, this last line. V'nachdu nevarech ka, we're going to bless you, me'ata v'ed olam, from now and forever, Haluka. This is the significance of the last line. Those who don't know the words of Ashrei from memory or don't have access to a written version could simply respond by saying the word Haluka. By choosing these chapters for Pesukei Dezimra, Chazal carried into Pesukei Dezimra the practices that they used when they recited Hallel of the people just responding either Haluka or Hodu Lashem. And here, every time, if we don't know the psalm, we just would respond Haluka, meaning praise, Halu, and Ka. Rabbi Victor Miller explains Ka refers to Hashem, who is eternal. We hear all these wonderful praises of Hashem, that He's Chanun V'Rachlam, He's merciful, He's kind, He's Tov Hashem Lakol, He's good to all, He's Masbil Chalchai Raton, He satiates every living creature. And we're so full of excitement that we finish Haluka, even if we don't know the rest of the words, and even if we do know, we build up to this last line of Haluka. We're so full of excitement that we praise Hashem.